Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome, parents and teachers. Today, we're doing a deep dive into some of the latest stories from The Juice. First up, we have a really heartwarming story from the Alps.
A tale of loyalty.
Yeah, this one's pretty remarkable. It's about a hiker on the Fee Glacier in Switzerland. He fell into a crevasse, a deep one.
Oh, wow.
He managed to radio for help, but rescuers didn't know his exact spot.
Yeah.
Then they spotted his dog, a little chihuahua, actually from the helicopter.
It's a chihuahua leading the rescue.
You got it. The dog actively led the specialists right to where his master had fallen. The hiker had injuries, but non-life-threatening, thankfully. And the dog?
Perfectly fine. Erzurmak called him a four-legged hero.
That's incredible. It really makes you think about, you know, animal intelligence and that deep loyalty.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic jumping-off point to discuss the human-animal bond with kids, or maybe what qualities make someone or something a really reliable companion in tough times.
Good point. Okay, moving from personal courage to something much broader and, frankly, more challenging. Our next story is about Syria.
Yes, this article tackles the recent collapse of a very fragile peace in southern Syria. There's been renewed sectarian violence.
Between which groups?
Primarily between Druze and Sunni Bedouin communities. It's led to numerous casualties already. And the situation got more complex with Israeli airstrikes and the Syrian government sending in troops.
So escalation.
Definitely escalation. Now, there was a temporary ceasefire, but international players, the U.S., the U.N., they're working hard on diplomacy to stop it spiraling into a wider conflict. This is all happening after the Assad regime was overthrown last December, ending that long 13-year civil war.
Right. It just shows that ending a war doesn't instantly fix the underlying issues, does it?
Not at all. Those deep divisions often remain. For discussions, you could explore the complexities of these regional conflicts, you know, why they're so hard to solve, or maybe the role international bodies like the UN play, or even how people find hope in such uncertain times.
Important questions. Okay, let's shift gears now. Let's look back in history with the quote of the day. This one features Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Ah, yes. Stanton, a major figure in 19th century America, a social reformer, suffragist, a key women's rights activist.
What was her main contribution highlighted here?
Well, the article notes how her anti-slavery work inspired her. She co-organized the Seneca Falls Convention in 1848, a landmark event. And crucially, she was the main author of the Declaration of Sentience there.
Which demanded equality for women, right?
Exactly. Boldly demanded it. Her work wasn't just about suffrage, though. It covered property rights, education, really laying the groundwork that eventually led to the 19th Amendment in 1920.
Her influence was just immense. What stands out is how comprehensive her vision for equality was.
That's a great point. She saw the bigger picture. It wasn't just one thing. It reminds us that, well, significant social change often needs that kind of sustained, broad push. Perfect for talking about equality itself, how its meaning evolves, and how one person can make a huge difference.
Definitely. Okay, from history to a very current environmental issue. There's a new report out about how U.S. states are handling plastic pollution.
Right. This is from the Ocean Conservancy, their 2025 United States of Plastics report. It basically grades the states.
And how do they fare?
Well, it's a mixed bag, leaning towards poor, actually. California got the top score, 4.5 stars, mostly because of laws restricting single-use plastics.
Okay, so legislation helps.
Seems so. At the other end, Mississippi scored lowest, just half a star. But the really stark finding, 90% of states scored below good.
90%, wow.
Yeah. And the report stresses the urgency, reminding us over 11 million metric tons of plastic hit the ocean each year. They're really pushing for laws that change consumer behavior and encourage alternatives to plastic packaging.
It's such a huge problem. Does the report suggest focusing more on individual actions or big policy changes?
It seems to lean more towards systemic change, you know, legislation, industry incentives. While individual actions are good, the scale of plastic pollution really requires those bigger shifts. Good discussion topic, though.
Right.
What small changes can we make? And how much influence do laws really have?
True. Okay, next up, energy. Sustainable energy, specifically from the sea.
Yes, this is about an underwater turbine project off Scotland's coast. And the big news is one of these turbines has been running for over 6.5 years without needing any maintenance.
6.5 years underwater. That's significant.
It really is. It's a project by a company called Magen, and it's a big step for showing tidal energy is commercially viable. Tidal power has some neat advantages too. Well, water is much denser than air, so you get immense power even at low speeds. Plus, tides are super predictable, unlike, say, wind or sun sometimes.
Right, predictability is key for the grid.
Exactly. These four turbines they have now, they power about 7,000 homes, and they plan to scale up massively to maybe 130 turbines eventually. The main hurdle is still wider adoption and cost.
Makes sense. So a discussion here could be about how these new technologies might change our daily energy use, or maybe comparing the pros and cons of different renewables, solar, wind, tidal.
For sure. Lots to unpack there.
All right, let's wrap things up with something a bit lighter. The Spiel des Jahres Awards, Germany's big board game awards.
Yeah, always fun to see these. It reflects how much the board game world has grown, really. So the 2025 winners are in.
Okay, give us the highlights.
The main award, Spiel des Jahres Game of the Year, went to Bomb Busters. It's a cooperative game, sounds fun, about animals defusing bombs.
Okay, cooperative. Interesting. What about more complex games?
For that, the Kenner Spiel des Jahres, Endeavor Deep Sea won. Players build an oceanographic institute, sounds strategic. And for the kids, the Kinderspiel, it's Top Die Tor, a cake-making game that looks really visually appealing.
Cake making sounds delightful. It's
Oh.
amazing how creative board games have become.
Totally. These winners often mixed clever game mechanics with really engaging themes. It's great material to discuss what makes a game fun or memorable for students, or even just exploring creativity in game design itself.
You've certainly covered a lot of ground today. Animal heroes, global conflicts, history makers, pollution reports, future energy, even board games. We really hope this deep dive gave you some useful takeaways and maybe sparked some ideas for conversations you can have.
Yeah, hopefully it's helpful.
Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.